Hello, my name is Josephine Wellens, and thanks for listening to the D-Day Paratroopers. Were they really able to complete their entire mission? An episode of the WFS History Podcast. D-Day in general is one of the most important events in American history because it was this military operation that was the true turning point in the fight against Germany in World War II. When you hear D-Day, what immediately comes to mind? The men who landed on the coast of Normandy in the Higgins boats, right? Well, that's what comes to most people's mind, at least. But have you ever thought about the men who landed in Normandy hours before the famous beach landings had even started? The men who flew across the English Channel in the late hours of June 5th and jumped out of the C-47s and landed behind enemy lines in the early hours of June 6th? Well, those men were the paratroopers of the 82nd and 101st Airborne Divisions. They ran into many different unexpected challenges that unfortunately kept them from completing their entire mission. Some of these challenges included not landing where they'd planned, unexpected environmental challenges, and becoming mixed up from being disoriented after landing. The people who planned D-Day had already pushed the date back one day because of weather. But June 6th didn't have great weather either. The winds from the passing storm made it incredibly difficult for the men jumping to land where they needed to. Because of this, men landed as far as 35 miles away from where they had planned to. Another challenge that the men faced was the flooded Mer Dorée River and the unexpected difficulty to move through and around the Norman hedgerows. The people who planned D-Day knew that the Germans had flooded the banks of the Mer Dorée, but soon before D-Day happened, the Germans flooded it much more extensively than they had in the past. This posed a big problem because there were hundreds of men who died from drowning after they landed in the flooded marshlands. Another challenge was the unexpected difficulty with the hedgerows. The men who were given the task to analyze the Norman countryside when the operation was still being planned made a huge mistake. The men assumed that the hedgerows in Normandy would be like the ones in England, easily passable by men and vehicles. They could not have been more wrong. The hedgerows in Normandy could often be 10 to 15 feet thick and up to 20 or 30 feet tall. These caused many extra problems that the paratroopers did not need. In many cases, the only way to get around them was through a designated and well-marked path. But these paths were often protected by German soldiers, ready to open fire on anyone who attempted to pass through. Another obstacle they ran into was that the majority of the men who dropped in landed apart from the men in their own division. After they landed, the 82nd and 101st Airborne Divisions were scattered all across the Norman countryside. As a result, the groups that the men ended up in were made up of other men from all different divisions, battalions, and companies. This was a problem because in order to complete the mission, the men needed to know what to do, so most men had to be briefed right there and then on what the mission was about. Most men just joined up with whatever groups they could find. The men were determined to do whatever they could to ensure the success of the mission, so most men tried to fend off the Germans from reaching the coast where all of the beach landings were taking place. Because of all the unexpected difficulties, the paratroopers were unable to complete their entire mission. They were able to gain control of a few main towns, such as St. Mary Glees, but the men were unable to take control of certain bridges that crossed the Mer Dorée that were crucial to taking control of many German batteries. To me, the fact that these men were able to complete what they did, considering the situation that they had started in, is pretty incredible. The challenges with landing, not being properly informed about the terrain of the area, and ending up separated from their own division was what caused the paratroopers to not be able to completely fulfill what they needed to do. Keeping in mind what they were able to do in these circumstances, imagine what they could have done if they didn't have to deal with all of these unexpected challenges. Yes, the men who landed on the beaches were incredibly important, but there is no way the Allies could have accomplished what they did without the help of the airborne divisions that dropped in before the beach landings had started. Although they weren't able to complete everything, the work they did complete was what ensured the success of D-Day. If you would like to know more about the D-Day paratroopers, I recommend checking out the book, The First Men In, U.S. Paratroopers and the Fight to Save D-Day by Ed Ruggiero. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this episode of the WFS History Podcast.